Doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, oh, so happy I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201, live from Studio C, second floor digital world broadcast center of the KXOY building. It is a Thursday. It is the fifth day of September 2024. Hello and hi. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Jay.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good. Boy, those days have just flown by.
Which ones?
September.
Oh, it's almost over.
Do you remember?
Not yet. It's too early. Too early to remember.
Oh.
Catch me in a couple of weeks here.
It's 21st,
right? It's Saturday, dang it.
21st, yeah. Is it the 21st?
Yeah.
Now I'm misremembering. Okay.
Yeah. I always love it when it's on a, like in a perfect world, it's on Friday because Warren loves that song and it's a whole thing. But you know what? We'll celebrate it on that Friday.
Oh, okay.
If we happen to be around that day. No cab today, so it's just producer Steve by himself. This is just an AI version of me, so I'm not actually here either.
Whoa, you're freaking me out then.
How about that? That'd be fun.
Oh, man. That'd be something.
Do you, when you text and you make a boo-boo?
Never.
do you correct your text?
Like after the fact?
Like if you send a text and you say, I don't know, something like, KXOY News 4 team is covering Spokane One Stadium this morning. And instead of saying Spokane One Stadium or One Spokane Stadium, you say, you know, done or something that's the wrong word. And it doesn't make any sense.
Uh-huh.
Do you immediately send a correction? Do you say to yourself, too bad they're going to figure it out. I'm not going to worry about it.
Depends how I'm feeling.
And does it also depend on who you're sending it to?
Yeah. That's true.
So, like, if you're sending, you have a misspell or a missed word, or it changes a word to autocorrect to something it thinks you want to say, like to your dad, you're probably going to correct it.
Yes.
To maybe, like, if it's me or if it's Kevin or something like that, you might not always correct it.
I mean, I think that was evident yesterday when I sent you a text and there was, like, two I'ms in a row.
I mean, I didn't notice.
Okay, good, good.
Much.
Okay, well.
And then when you correct, do you do the, like, the star and then put the actual word that you want, or how do you do the correction text?
Well, if it's just, like, something like, you know what really drives me crazy is the your.
If it's, your and your?
Yeah, if it's not with the apostrophe R-E or if it's with the R and I do the reverse, like the opposite.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll just send like U Y O U apostrophe R-E if I did the other your.
Without like the asterisk or anything to notify that, correction.
Right.
You'll just send the correct word and think they'll figure it out.
Yeah, I think that's sufficient.
Yeah. I think so too. I mean, I do the asterisk sometimes.
Okay.
I don't know why. I don't know where that originally came from, but. But a lot of times if it's like you guys, unless it's a really significant text and I think that you might be groggy or something, I'll just leave it. I won't correct the text. I'm like, come on, you can figure it out. But if it's like to somebody like my mother and I'm like, there's no way she's going to figure that out because she's going to read that and I'm going to have to, you know, text because she'll send me the what? It's like. It's almost, this sounds bad after I just said I don't correct text to you. It's almost by importance in your life, whether you correct the text or not.
Whoa.
I mean, you know what I mean. I mean,
I don't.
Or the ability of the person to figure it out on the fly.
Man, I'm going to remember this on the 21st of September.
You know what I mean though, right? I mean, right? Right?
Let me ask you this, Jay. Do you use just the one asterisk or do you put multiple? Because
one.
I've seen, okay.
I'm, I don't overuse the asterisks. That should be illegal.
Really?
Yeah, overuse. What would be the other way? One in front, one behind, or like two in a row before you send the correct word?
I've done like three in a row.
Three?
Yeah.
Excessive.
You think? Really? Too much?
Put that on a shirt. I excessively use an asterisk.
The
Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Steve, you haven't seen this yet, I don't think. I think it's a time for Jay to call.
Kevin James.
Well, I sent an email. I'm waiting
Oh, no. Listen, you don't understand. If Jay calls, you're getting all your money back.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve. Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
No one here to interrupt your first thought.
Oh, yeah, you're the AI version.
That's right. That's right. Not really here. Just
you're not here.
All program, baby.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, it would be weird, yeah.
So, Jay, you and I were actually both awoken?
Woke up. Yeah, I don't know. I think...
What is the proper...
I don't know. We were awakened?
Awakened.
Awakened. Awakened, I think. Yeah. Right? I think that might be it.
Back to school.
Yeah, right? No kidding.
By a text message from Kevin saying that he was going back to sleep.
Yeah, that he was going to go to sleep. Hey, man. You know, it's just letting you know, guys. It's 3:30. Good morning. I'm going to go to sleep till 4:30. Bro, what are you doing? I don't need that. Text me at 4:30. I mean, that's better, don't you think?
Yeah.
Hey, just woke up. Cool. Again. Sorry you're not feeling too hot. That's fine. Didn't need the midnight play-by-play.
It was a very long text,
oh,
too.
Oh, everyone is. Get to know him.
But, I just kind of read
it. Who types that at 3:30?
I don't know. He was awake, I guess.
Bro.
Not feeling well, though, apparently.
Apparently.
So, yeah, so that woke you up. It woke me up. And what's interesting is I think I did the same thing that you did. I kind of like half... I mean, I read the whole thing, but I was like half reading it
in a way. No, yeah.
And I was like, okay, this doesn't need a response now, especially because he's going back to sleep.
That's right. That's exactly right. I'm like, I'm not answering that. I barely absorbed it. I looked at the clock and thought, why?
Yeah. And this is, I don't know, to me, it came at like the worst possible day because I have just gotten to a point where I was not waking myself up. As much, at least. Because I'm a very light sleeper, so I tend to like wake up during the night.
Sure.
But what was bothering me for the past, I don't know how long, was my like window right by where I'm sleeping is right by a street light.
Okay.
And it was somehow getting through the blinds.
Right.
And I was moving, I've been moving it, trying to figure out a good space for it. And I think the blinds are just too short.
Is it coming in from the bottom or is it through like one of the little holes in the blinds?
That might be it too. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
It's hitting you right in the eye.
Yeah, it's getting me right in the face.
Yeah.
And it was waking me up just randomly.
Right.
And during the winter time, I don't think it was because I would have my sheets pulled like over my head.
Is that how you sleep?
I don't know. I guess so, apparently, or something. So it's been bothering me during these like warmer months. And finally, I don't know, I was just... Today or like last night, I was in that perfect position, or maybe something has changed where it wasn't hitting me, or it just didn't wake me up. And sure enough,
your phone gets you and says, "Now, what's your classic at night? You put it on Do Not Disturb, or what do you, or nothing? You just risk it for the biscuit."
I risk it for the biscuit.
Wow,
which is
I'm curious if how many people actually just leave the phone, or if they put it on, whatever one of the options might be.
Well, here's the thing: I used to do the Do Not Disturb,
right.
And then, I don't know, it kind of freaked me out a little bit.
Because you thought you might miss something?
Yeah. But I had my alarm. So it doesn't make any sense in my head. If the phone doesn't work, it doesn't work. And now I think I've jinxed myself.
So you think if you put it on Do Not Disturb, your phone will never work again?
I don't know.
What do you think you got going on there? You're just paranoid.
I guess so. But also, it didn't really affect anything because I would have it on Do Not Disturb, but... I had phone calls come through from people in my contact list.
Yeah.
And so it would be...
What's the point then?
Yeah. So I figured, but now, I don't know, I'm getting too many notifications of things. And
right.
So maybe I should put it back.
I usually try to put it on Do Not Disturb. I didn't have it on Do Not Disturb last night because, you know, my son was doing some traveling, and I always try to leave the phone on just in case, you know, just in case something, you know, God forbid would happen or he'd need something. So
sure.
I'm just on all the way, you know, loud as my buzzer can get. Everything's coming through, you know, got the 2:30 wake up. Hey, home. Everything's cool. Great. And then the 3:30. Hey, I'm going back to bed. Great.
Oh,
and,
but that wasn't your son.
Well, no, my son was at 2:30 because it was like, my wife's like, well, make sure you let us know when you get there. And my son, this was classic. This is how you know the boy's been raised right. He's like, oh, I'm driving home from Montana. Oh, wow. Okay, cool. What time do you think I'd be here? Around 2:30. So I'll have to stop by the dentist first. Then I'll be home. And I'm, God bless him.
Like father, like son.
You can't just, you know, that's just good parenting.
Or like son, like father. No, like father, like son.
I mean, let's go.
Yeah, that's pretty.
You whip out a bad dad joke on the way home from Montana. That's all you can hope for. That's it. He's the pinnacle. Raised him right, everybody.
You're welcome, America.
Oh, boy. So it continues.
Yeah.
That's
pass
that's
the
great.
Tradition down.
Boy, from generation to generation.
You know what is weird about the light thing, though? I have done that where it's sometimes even if the moon's bright or whatever. It'll come through one of those little tiny holes in the blinds, and I swear it's just like a laser into your eyes.
Yeah, no, that's what it is. That's exactly
so
what it is.
So weird how that can happen.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how that little teeny tiny hole can perfectly be aligned up with your eyeball. As my wife would say, just close your eyes, go to sleep.
Yeah. I don't know. But it's like at a weird angle, too. Do you have that?
I've had it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you know what
and
I'm
And then
going
you
through.
Slide your head over on the pillow a little bit to get out of the way. You're dodging light beams coming through your blinds.
Yeah, but my problem is I'm moving throughout the night. I'm not like a still sleeper. So then my head moves, or yeah. I'm, you know, flipping it back and forth or whatever.
Can you flip your head to the other end?
Well, I guess if I starfish and... What? You know, on a bed, if you starfish and...
Well,
and
I mean, I didn't mean like or to I guess spin could, around. I mean, turn your bed the other way if you really, really want to go at it.
Oh, well, that would be weird positioning then of the bed. I don't
yeah, because then you'd be facing the wall and instead of facing your television or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wouldn't work. Yeah.
That'd be weird.
How about a mask?
Well, that would terrify me.
Like
then.
Batman.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Steve has become more aware of him saying very nice, and he hasn't eliminated it completely.
No, but he's gotten better for sure.
Certainly has lessened it in his vocabulary.
Kevin James.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you, trying.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hey, if you missed the interview with Coach Mark Few, who was, you know, fresh off of the gold medal win there at the Olympics in Paris... That was yesterday. We had Coach Few on, and he was awesome. He spent quite a bit of time with us. Very appreciative of that, and you can check it out. I believe the podcast is good, Steve?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So check it out on the podcast. It's in the 8 o'clock hour if you are searching by hour for it. And the podcast, of course, is free, and then you go on there, and you like, rate, review, all the fun stuff, and just check it out. You'll love it. What else did I have for you? Oh, yeah, prizes today. A lot of them. We have, you know, fair is here. The Spokane County Interstate Fair. Duh. We got Clay Walker tickets for the 10th. That's next Tuesday. So we've got those tickets to give to you. We also have Demo Derby. We've got Truck and Tractor Pull tickets to give away. All that stuff on the way. Plus the other stuff that we're doing today. Qualifying for the Seahawks tickets. That Thursday night football game is on October the 10th. Not September 10th like the Clay Walker show. Just keep your 10s straight. And then we also have some back-to-class cash to give you at 8:20, which is just $200. And it's just a quick, you know, call in to win $200. We'll do that at 8:20 this morning. So a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, keep your 10 straight, Jay.
Yeah, keep your 10 straight, man. I've always said that. Got to keep the 10 straight. And you know what today is, of course, speaking of, you know, Seahawks and Niners coming up on October the 10th. You know what today is?
It all starts, right?
I love football.
And I love football as much as anybody.
I love football.
Football fan, are you?
Football.
Football fan.
It's the most popular sport in America.
Football is a way of life.
Public service announcement. You're not used to it yet. You're not acclimated. You got to set up your team. You got to, you know, if you're in a pool, you got to get your picks in. Don't do that thing where you're like, what? I thought I could get the picks in, you know, after. No, most of them anyway. You got to get them in. No, I'm just telling you, if you are in one of those pools,
yeah,
where if you miss a week, you know, you're basically it's over at that point.
True.
Or and you're like, I mean, are you, there's different varieties. The one we were in here for the very long time, you had to have them all in by the first game of the week. So in other words, all the picks had to be in today, which was kind of a bummer because, you know, sometimes the injury reports aren't out until whatever, Friday, Saturday. And so we'd have to have them all in. And if you missed like the first week, it's over. You're like, oh, that was fun. I'm not going to win that pool. Mm. So yeah, you've been warned. That's your public service announcement. You're not acclimated to doing it yet. Don't miss the first week.
Oh, man. Do you still do that or at all?
No. I mean, I have a fantasy football team that I just randoed, you know, on one of the apps. I just was like, ah, I'll just play just for fun to keep my toes dipped in it. But yeah, I don't
Oh, with random pool. People. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
We did a family one for a long time, but what would happen is that I have, you know, there's five of us, and then we wanted to have an even number.
Oh.
So we'd throw Maggie the dog in there, and Maggie would be, you know, auto pick, and then on the, you know, I would manage Maggie's team for her. Well, she started beating half of the family because the family just lost interest in it. So it's like Maggie's like in second place in the fantasy football league, and when most of your family is losing to the dog, it's not a great look.
Man. She doesn't mind the $5, though. Right.
So you've been warned. All right, let's get to the audio vault, see what else we got going for you today. Well, if you're a big McFlurry fan, I saw that Jimmy Fallon was talking about they're changing the container of the McFlurry.
McDonald's just announced that they're going to start serving McFlurries in a new cardboard cup that has four flaps to cover the top. Every Chinese takeout restaurant was like, wow, where'd you come up with that idea?
It is weird. The container thing is weird. Like a lot of places you can't do styrofoam, like you can't do styrofoam in Washington. I'm not sure if that's the way it is in Idaho or not. But so then some of these places have come up with some sort of, it's kind of like a cardboard for the takeout or for the, you know, for like the doggy bag scenario.
Sure.
And the one place that my wife and I tend to go to occasionally, it's like aluminum foil. It's just like. So now, I guess it's recyclable or something, but I'm like, wait, does that seem worse or better? I don't know.
So does it easily,
You all right? You got a styrofoam in your throat?
I guess, I don't know, something. Does it easily, like, transport or?
Oh, man, yeah. It's durable as heck.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, it's like a.
That's interesting.
It's like a pie tin. I don't know. I'm like, oh.
Oh, okay.
Is that
okay.
More or less in the. I don't know. I don't keep up with what's great and biodegradable and all the rest of that. But
so then you're disappointed when there's not pie inside. Is that what you're telling me?
No, I love this salad with the pulled pork and the. Oh, oh. God, are you kidding me right now?
Oh, that does sound better than pie.
Yeah. I guess this is a compliment. So people who have unique singing and or talking voices often get compared to things. Miley Cyrus has a unique singing and talking voice. Keith Urban compares Miley Cyrus's voice to something different.
I love
with
Miley.
Her before, haven't you? Yes.
I've always loved Miley. I love it. That voice, man. That voice, like, no one's, like, she sounds like an ashtray.
Yeah. What?
Like, wait. And he's like, no, I mean that in a nice way. I mean, who wouldn't take... Hey, you sound like an ashtray.
She sounds like an ashtray.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's kind of funny when you think about it.
Yeah.
Maybe he's right. Yeah. I mean, would you take that as a compliment?
Would I?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You do not sound like an ashtray unless it's just been cleaned 40 times in a row.
Squeaky clean.
If you pull on your nose when you're talking, it means something.
The nose pulling or rubbing of the nose there. And that can often mean that someone doesn't like what they're hearing or they potentially disagree with what's being said or what they're hearing in some way. And if they do it when they're talking, again, it could be they don't like what they've just said themselves or don't fully have confidence and aren't feeling the words they really, how they really feel.
What do you think of that, Steve?
I mean, I was touching my nose when she was talking. I don't know. I feel like I like to, I'm very fidgety and I'll touch my face a lot.
Oh, well,
and,
yeah.
And like rub my nose or scratch my nose and whatever. So I don't know.
I was picturing it. I mean, I was actually like when Kev texted 3:30 this morning, so he was going back to sleep. I think I immediately went like this. Oh man, just pulled on my nose.
Didn't like that, huh?
I didn't enjoy it that much. No, yeah.
You think it's true though?
I love the body language experts. I mean, I don't want them to make stuff up, but I think there are a lot of tells in the way people use their body when they answer or when they are in conversation with you. And if you pick up on it and you can decipher it, you can learn a lot about the actual conversation that's happening in their head versus the one that's coming out of their mouth.
Sure. Okay, but here's the thing, Jay. Like, you know how they say that if you cross your arms, you know, that tells a lot. That's like you're angry or whatever.
Yeah, you're blocking or whatever, yeah.
I don't know. I tend to cross my arms just randomly, not necessarily because I'm angry or disagree with something.
You just don't have anything to do with your hands?
Yeah.
Are you? You're not a pocket guy, are you?
Oh, big pocket guy.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Off the text line, I bought a cat for my wife and kids. Did they want a cat? That's what I just wanted.
It's the best part of their weekend, obviously.
Kevin James.
It was the best part of this person's weekend. I'm hoping it was the best part for his wife and kids as well. Saying. Yeah.
Like maybe it's his, you know, they're in a strange relationship and he was like, ha, I'd buy you a cat.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
First chance to win some Spokane County Interstate Fair tickets on the way momentarily. Trying to decide which ones to give away here. I think we'll do like the demo derby to start with. Don't call yet. It'll be here in about 5 minutes, but the demo derby will be the one we'll kick it off with, Steve. So that's going to be on Saturday the 14th at the Spokane County Interstate Fair. So you get a pair of fair admission tickets, and then you're going to get demo derby tickets. But hold on. We'll do that in a moment. In the meantime, so when I was on vacation, you tried to use Kevin's debit card to buy something in the in the kitchen, right? We have like a, I don't know, it's a weird setup in the aspect that all the stuff is sitting out and you just grab it and then you scan it. I don't know how many people have that at their workplace or if it's a classic vending machine situation or what it might be.
They trust us a lot here.
Yeah, and there's also 14 cameras, but
so maybe not.
Yeah, so you went down there and you tried to buy something, and it was declined. Correct? Is that what happened while I was gone?
While you were gone, yes, it was actually his. So he has, I don't know how many cards he has. The first time though, he sent me down, or that time he sent me down.
His creditors don't know either, so
yeah, that's right.
Try not to mention it out loud.
No, he sent me down with his credit card.
Oh, credit card. It got denied.
Right. What he thought was a working one, and it just instantly denied.
Which, why you have a non-working credit card, no one knows. But anyway.
There was a reason, he said.
I'm sure.
I don't know.
I'm sure there was.
I'm not really 100% sure.
Right.
So I tried it like three different times, and each time just immediately declined. So it's like, okay.
I just love that you're down there. Because, you know, it's a little embarrassing. You know, it seems like almost everybody's had a card that didn't work for whatever reason. Sometimes it's no fault of your own. And you're like, no, honest to God, I swear I have some money to be able to buy this package of gum or cupcakes or whatever it is you were getting down there.
Right. And, well, the funny thing, too, Jay, was right at that moment as it was being declined the first time, someone walked in.
Of course. Yeah, and that's guaranteed.
I didn't turn around because I didn't want to know who it was.
Right. And I think it would be less embarrassing if, and again, I don't know how everybody else's workplace works, but here, when it's declined or if it gets declined, there's a big red light that goes, boot, 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 you are a loser. Boot, boot, declined, declined, declined. It's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, my hearing isn't so good, so I didn't hear any of that, but yeah. And, well, so, person is behind me, whatever, and I'm just doing that, you know, three times, nothing's going on. They eventually leave, and I'm like, okay, I'll just use my card. So I use my card, whatever. And then I come up, and I'm like, Kevin, declined. And he's like, what? And then he's looking at all of his cards, and he's like, oh, gave you the wrong one.
Right.
Here.
He's also got 52, like a deck of cards, which is kind of weird.
Mm-hmm. So fast forward to yesterday.
Right.
Yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, hey, you know, I could really use something from downstairs. I'm like, okay, I'll run down and get you something. So he's like, yeah, well, pretzels, you know, some orange soda.
Get him
like,
some ice, Steve. He needs ice.
He needs ice.
I need ice. Steve, go get me some ice. No, go get your own ice.
Your Kevin impression is spot on, man.
No, seriously. Why don't you do something around here and give me some ice? Oh, my gosh, already.
So he's like looking through his checkbook that he has made into a wallet.
Which is the craziest looking thing I've ever seen. It literally is a, like an old fashioned checkbook that he got free from the bank.
Yeah.
And he's, or whatever he's got, credit union bank, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then he's inside, he's got it manufactured in a way that the cards are sitting in the little plastic thing that, you know, you stick like the back of the cardboard part of the checks in there.
Exactly.
And then he's got his cards in there and anything else he has is, which by the way, they fall out. I don't know if you noticed that. They keep falling out on the ground. And I'm like, dude, you're going to lose that. What? You've already lost your wallet. Ugh. Now you got these things in there willy-nilly. Like, do something about it.
Yeah, I think he is. Maybe. Uh-huh. I don't know.
Yeah, uh-huh.
They really hooked him up.
Oh, and yeah, they did.
So, well, they gave him a bunch of cards. And
all of them appear to be working so well.
Yeah. Well, here's what happened yesterday. So he's like, yeah, yeah, run downstairs and whatever. So he's like looking through all of his cards and he goes, okay, this is a debit card.
Uh-huh.
So it's different than the credit card. And I'm like, okay, you sure this one works? He goes, yeah. I'm like, you sure? And he goes, yeah, duh, Steve. Come on, ice. And, on the screen.
Yeah.
I'm like, what in the world? So I try it again. It's doing the whole processing thing.
Declined.
Transaction declined.
Declined.
Yeah, exactly. Like that in deep voice.
Declined.
And I'm like, what is going on? So I'm like, all
declined.
Right.
Declined.
I don't know what's happening here. So I just paid for it. And then
this is quite the trick and the scam he's got going. He gives you some fake card.
Yeah, well,
you end up buying
one.
It every time. You're like, okay, I'll go back now. So I'm sure this card will work. Oh, it didn't work? What? Oh, give me some ice. Thanks. Here's a free food.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
So I come up and I open the door to the room here and I'm just like, are you serious? Declined. And he starts looking around like all panicked and whatever.
What?
And,
what?
Yeah,
what?
And surprised. Like he didn't know what he was doing. And then he goes through his cards and then he's like, oh, I see what I did here. Like, yeah, this one has no funds in it.
Right, that's what you did. You just keep handing me fake cards and I keep falling for it and paying for your food.
Yeah. But he's got like 20 cards in there.
What in the heck?
Maybe it's more like 5, but he's still confusing and mixing them up.
This is a man who drove around with a taillight out or a headlight out for like a year. And he said, man, I just know that if I get pulled over for having a taillight out, I'm just going to act surprised. What? It's out? Which one? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he knows which card's working and which card's not.
I'm sure. Well, this time, like he said the last time, oh, these really got to get out of here. I got to take these out. Yeah, we'll see.
Take it out of your checkbook wallet.